Hello.
Sam,
Hello, do you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right.
Okay, so emails are still not working. I can send emails, but I cannot receive emails. So you haven't fixed it. And as I said to you yesterday, do not change anything with the emails until I am ready for it. I asked you not to do that.
I have
No one's
reviewed
been
all the
able to
things.
receive emails or send emails since yesterday.
I have reviewed all the things. I just reviewed all the things.
You've just done what?
I just reviewed your email server IP address. I have just reviewed. So now it will be working. I just reviewed all the things, like how the settings, the email settings that you're talking about. I have reviewed all
Yeah.
the things. Now it will be working.
I don't understand what you're saying. Reword? What do you mean by reword?
I'm saying I have changed again with your existing email setting that I'm sending you. Let me explain you
Okay, so.
the settings of the email server. I have changed into the existing one, which is already working, like your email setting. I have already changed that into your existing setting. So
Okay, so
now,
you want me to send more test emails? I take it.
of course, you can do that, right? I just update that, right? Might be it takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes more, so it will be update automatically all the things. From the GoDaddy, I have update all the things again, same as your existing one.
Okay, so I need to wait 10 minutes before sending test messages because every time you tell me to send test messages, I send them out. So I need to wait, what, 10 minutes you're saying?
About 5 to 10 minutes, it will be updated, right?
Okay. Now, Sam, surely you have a working process that you have in place to do this so that people don't go through this type of issue.
No, actually, I was thinking, like, as you mentioned to me, like, about the to go ahead and launch the site, right? So that's why
Yeah.
we did change DNS. So what happened once we change the DNS, like a hosting server DNS, so all the things will be stopped automatically, and new emails will be created by us, so you will use that email. So once you're ready for the email, you will let me know, then I will create those emails for you.
Okay, but don't you think that you should have told me that no e nobody would be able to send receive emails? Because that is an outage for my company, and we can't do business without email.
I
And you
do
don't think
understand.
that you should have told me that?
I was supposed that it might be my Ronald told you this about all kind of this. That's why I didn't mention this to you. I suppose that Ronald mentioned to you over the call last time, but I'm sorry about that.
Ron did not mention that. That's quite a flaw in your process for your company, by the way.
I'm so sorry about that. I really apologize for this inconvenience, but now I have changed all the things to your existing setting. So now it's updated. So you will wait 5 to 10 minutes. It will be working. Your existing setting
So
for
what? So tell
webhostbox.com.
me, what about all of the emails that people have been sending in the interim?
Sorry, can you come again one more
All
time?
of the client emails, all of the client emails that people have been sending to myself and my colleagues, are those going to come through?
Yes, it will be definitely. Once it will be set up within 5 to 10 minutes, it will be comes to you directly, all the emails, whatever they sent you already.
Okay, so as soon as that comes through, then we'll know that it's working again.
And one more thing I want to ask you, right? Can you provide me the list of the email that you want to create? So I will go ahead and create those emails for you.
I will provide you with that list.
And
How
one
quickly is that process going to take?
within, let's take example, if you will provide me the list right now, within next 5 to 10 minutes, I will create all the emails, right, and the same name, like let's take example, dave@primessi.com. I will create this email mm-hmm. to you. Within next 5 to 10 minutes, I will provide you the credentials. Like whatever the customer sent you the email on your email address, which is daveprimarysi.com, so you will receive all the things by our server. I will provide you the login ID, password, and login URL as well, and the configuration setting as well, so you can configure that with your Outlook or all the things.
Well, how are you going to send that to me if I'm not able to receive emails at that point? That's why I asked you for all of this information beforehand.
So what I can do now, you just send me an email by your Gmail account, right? So I will forward all the things to you. Or I will create all the emails first, I will share with you, and then once you will have all the things and once you're ready, then I will change all the things for you.
Wow. Sam, your process for this seems like you're making it up as you go along. I would have thought that a company that had been established for a long time would have these type of processes already in place, because this is just not good. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a list of all of the emails.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to then send out to all of those emails what their new account settings need to be changed to, so that they've got it in their inbox so that they can actually view that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then at a set time later today, in the evening, I want you to change the domain name and make all of the changes. At that point, you need to contact me to test that, to make sure that everything is up and running. If it's not up and running properly, you need to revert back to the previous change.
Sure, sure. That's a good idea. Sounds like a plan, right? No problem. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's would be the better way to go with this. Okay, so I'm going to send you an email later today with all of those email addresses.
Uh-huh.
Right, Sam, we've been talking for 5 minutes and I'm still not getting any emails coming through, so let's hold on the line here for another 5 minutes, because this needs to be rectified.
Right, I just check it out. The all emails records is updated, like it's i.google.com, right? Here it is, all the things is updated. I can change you the screenshot as well. You can see all the settings.
Okay, I've just got my first email.
You got it?
Yep. Okay. I'd like you to send me an email to my Primacy SI account.
Let me send you to Teamwork, Dave Patrick. Test. I just sent you that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's back up again. All right, Sam, what time are you working until this evening?
Right now it's 10 a.m. right here, so I will be working till 5 p.m.
Till 5 p.m. Okay, so I'm going to contact you at 4 o'clock.
Sure, no problem.
I'll tell you what, I'll send you an email just now, and I'll let you know, but it will probably be, we'll test this out around about 4 o'clock.
Sure.
And
no
make
problem.
The change over, okay?
Sure. No problem.
Okay. So, Sam, I'm going to send you the list of all of the email addresses which you're going to need to convert over to the new email server. If you can send out the details to, or you just need to reply to all with the new settings that everyone's going to have to follow, and please put everything that needs to be in there so that everybody gets it.
Of course,
okay?
No problem with that.
And if you, yeah.
So what I'm saying now, right now I have changed your hosting setting into your existing setting, so your website now is running, which is old website, it's not running on new. You can open the primacy.doc.com, there is old website.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
So once we will then we will change the DNS, right, and then your new website will be up and running again.
Okay. Now, I'm going to send the email to you, sam.jones@orbitdesignagency. I need you to send every reply to everybody from that one, because that's a proper email address. That other one that you use, there's error messages that come through on that. So you'll get it to the sam.jones email address, okay?
Sure. No problem.
Okay. All right, Sam. I'll chat to you later.
Sure. Thank you.